Hey, hi guys. Welcome back to Probably Tired. It's been a little over a year since I recorded the first episode, which is kind of bad on my part. Not kind of bad, extremely bad. I started this, I bought a microphone, I got all excited, and then I left it to die. And I'm sorry. It was senior year. I had so much on my plate last year, and now so much has changed. February 29th, 2020, crazy, and I am in college, surprisingly. I'm down south in California, not Southern America, Southern United States, but no, Southern California. So, welcome to the return of Probably Tired. I don't know what to say. Like, so much has happened in the span of a year that there's not really a way to sum it all up. For example, I graduated high school in July. No, crazy. June 2019. Was really excited. Did nothing over the summer and then put everything into boxes and moved down to Southern California for college. And now I'm here in my dorm room, studying communication, having the time of my life. I joined a sorority. Everything is good right now. I'm constantly checking my phone to make sure that my roommates don't come into the room while I'm here talking to myself because that would be not good. Also, if you can hear any noise outside, I apologize. It's sunny. No, what the heck am I saying? It's sunny. No, how can you hear the sun? I'm sorry, my brain is everywhere. I'm right next to a window and it is very windy outside. That's the correct terminology. And so, if you can hear it, I'm sorry. I don't remember how I used this microphone last time or how anything worked. And so that's that. I'm here reading the anchor.com rules and it says I can only record 5 minutes at a time. So I have to use Chrome. So you might hear an awkward cut in this before the time that I record and then open Chrome to be able to record for a long time. This is really just, can you hear me typing? This is an ASMR now. Because I totally don't have Google Chrome on this computer anymore and I'm panicking, but I'm 2 minutes in. I'm not gonna stop. I'm not a professional. You're gonna hear me click away. Google Chrome download. None of this is what I want. Cool. I'm just excited for this podcast to be back. And for I told my mom, I was like, I'm bored. I have no creative outlet here. Because in high school, the one thing I did was write for my school's newspaper. And here, that's scary and would feed have like I would have to go ask to do it, and I don't want to do that, so I would rather just find another way to be creative because that's the way I am. I don't like confrontation. And we're downloading Chrome, baby. Let's go. I have notes for this episode, but they were written December 2019, and the things that I have on there aren't relevant anymore, but I'm still going to talk about it. So, one of my notes was winter break. I did it. I went home, moved here, was here for like 4 months, and then I didn't move home. I went home for a little bit over 4 weeks, and it was super duper fun. I loved being at home. I love seeing my dog, seeing my family, seeing my friends. It's all so nice. And I think this is gonna be cutting me off anytime soon, and I'm sorry, but it was really nice being at home. Being relaxed, not having to worry about going to school. I did work, so I made some money, which is nice, even though I came back to school with $0. And just being at college is so different than being at home. I have class Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, but I only have one class on Tuesday and it's a night class, so I'm totally chilling. And my workload is it's manageable right now, I'd say. I'm watching the clock. I'm at 4:50. This is gonna stop recording any moment now. So I'm just gonna continue the story after this awkward cut right about. All right, and we are back on the recording, question mark. I have Audacity now, and I don't know why I'm telling you what software I'm using. It has no relevance to this, but we're back from that two-minute break I took, which was nothing to you, because if you're listening to this, it just got edited to sound together. So amazing, beautiful. I also have water now, because I remember the last time I recorded an episode a year ago, my mouth got extremely dry. But this episode is also going to be short, just because it's, you know, the welcome back episode. I don't feel like I can just start talking about things because it won't make sense. So I just have to give a recap of my life, how it's been going, plans for 2020. I am continuing this podcast for real. It's Monday at 4:28. But this will not be my regular recording uploading time, just because my roommates are at right now, but they're not going to be out every week. I think Thursday is the day I'm going to go, but I'm not sure, but we'll see. I also was thinking about potentially picking up vlogging again, because if you don't know, I have a sad YouTube channel, link down below, and I vlogged, I think, recruitment, and that was where I kind of stopped. I didn't record anything else after that, just because I don't, like, openly go around telling people that I have this podcast or that YouTube channel, you know. It's something I keep more to myself. Oh, that's gonna be so annoying. You can hear me drink, and I'm gonna be so mad. But yeah, I don't tell people because I still am very insecure, and I don't want to get made fun of, which, I mean, I know I will get made fun of eventually, and there's gonna be not happy comments sent to me, but if I can avoid it, I'll avoid it. Some more goals that I have for 2020. I don't know if I finished. I did. Okay, so I have my journal here that I've journaled like one thing in, but it's okay. It's just the start of 2020. So I do have my goals with a lot of stars in them. So my first goal was to not say sorry just because people expect you to say it. Stand your ground, especially when you know you did nothing wrong. That's, and all these goals are very, like, deep, but I'm that person that the word sorry is, like, second nature to me. It slips out of my mouth after everything I do, right or wrong. Like, the other day, I bumped into my friend's door, and I just said sorry. Who was I saying sorry to? My friend? The door? No one. I just said sorry because I felt bad for hitting the door, which is so, so stupid. And I think apologies need to start being more genuine, or else they're not going to mean anything. If I'm just throwing sorries around, like, for things that I really don't need to apologize to, it blows my mind the way I'm talking about this, but it's so true. But knowing me, I'll continue to say sorry for the rest of my life, and for every single thing that happens, I'm going to be apologizing, even though I shouldn't, because not everything is my fault. And that's that. My other goal is to hold others accountable to the same standards I set for myself. It's not fair that other people can expect me to go the extra mile for them, but I don't expect the same from them, if that makes sense. So often I do the absolute most for people. I go above and beyond just because it's the type of person I want, and I don't expect anything in return, and I don't really want anything in return, just to sort of, you know, be appreciated. But I feel like more often than not, I'm not getting that back from other people. So I feel kind of like, okay, the way I see it and the way I feel, I like am very disposable to other people, despite the fact that I do so much for them. And it's not, I'm not trying to like make myself seem like this almighty person who just is doing everything for everyone and I'm the best person on earth, because I'm not. But the little things I do for people, like, just say thank you. It would make me feel good about myself. Okay, I'm a type 2 Enneagram. I like to care for people. It would just feel nice if people, like, made me feel more appreciated. I think that's another thing I'm trying to allow myself to do, is allow myself to say, hey, I do nice things for people, and people should appreciate the nice things I do. So that's that goal. On to my third goal. Is one that I did not come up with myself. I've been listening to Katie Bilotti's podcast, Thick and Thin. Katie Bilotti is such an amazing person. Her hair looks so good. I don't know why the first thing we thought about was her hair, but her personality, she's in her 20s, living in New York, living her best life, the life I one day want to live. And so this came from one of her videos and podcast episode. I'm not sure which one though, but here's the goal. The lesson will present itself to you until you learn it. Do something to learn it, the sooner the better. So basically this quote is saying that a lesson will come to you until you learn it. And so you're going to keep on having the same lesson, but if you don't learn anything from it, you're just going through it. So it's important to learn the lesson the first time so you don't keep on making the same mistakes or feeling the same way. I'm sorry my hydro flask makes that disgusting noise. Also, I am catching a little cough, so if I have to turn my head to the side and cough every now and then, I'm so sorry. But I really liked that little trinket of wisdom that Katie gave. And then my last one is leave it better than you found it. The people, the places, the spaces. So what that means is to make sure that, you know, life goes by so quickly. Every day goes by so quickly. Every month, every year, every decade, everything just happens so quickly. And we have people who we see every day, complete strangers on the street, or our friends, our family. And I just want to make sure that the impact I leave in someone's life is, it makes a good impact and they have something to not only like learn from me, but you know, am I making sense? I'm probably not. This is just me blabbering into a microphone. I just want like people to remember me as someone who left a lasting impact on them, if that makes sense. It's kind of kooky. I've been talking for a really long time and my throat is starting to hurt. But yeah, those are my goals for 2020. And I'm so excited to be journaling too, because now I can journal about the podcast, and then I'm doing the podcast again. Then I can vlog about journaling and the podcast. And actually, a friend just sent me these super cute, excuse me, I just burped on the side of the microphone. I didn't have to tell you, but I did. A friend just got me these super cute alphabet stamps that I'm gonna use for my journal, and I'm so excited. I really should edit this, but I don't think I will. I think it's different that you can hear me cough and take sips of my water and my voice crack and me just having spacing out. It's quirky, I guess. It's probably gonna get annoying. I wonder if I'm gonna listen back to this. I hope not. One thing that I do want to talk about is last year when I started the first episode of this podcast, I vaguely remember listing off the current shows that I was watching. And I want to do the same thing, because if this podcast does become a thing that I do habitually, then we can talk about all the TV shows that I watch, because trust me, I watch ABC like a mother in her 40s who doesn't work. Like, I watch so much, and I'm looking for my list on my phone. Okay, here we go. So I watch The Good Doctor, and I have been watching The Good Doctor for a while now. Such a good show. I don't really like it so much for like the doctor parts. I like it for the drama, because the drama is so good. Like the drama between Sean's girlfriend Carly and his friend whose name I don't remember, but that drama is really good. The drama between that head surgeon, the cute one, and then the girl with the curly hair who I don't remember her name. I'm terrible at this, but you know who I'm talking about if you watch The Good Doctor. Anywhoosies, I also watch A Million Little Things. I don't remember if I was watching it a year ago, but it is such a good show. The plot progression, amazing. It's just storyline from the beginning has been so good, and the way that it has developed has been so good, and I'm like, every character has had such drastic character development, and the fact that it follows, like, what, 5 or 6 different storylines that all intertwine together, and that they all have the same amount of character development, is beautiful, and you don't find that in a show. I wonder if you can hear that car driving by, because if you can, it's gonna piss me off. I also still watch Dynasty. How could I not? Dynasty is an amazing show. Liz Gillies is still my inspiration until the day I die. It's had a few moments, the show, when I have been like, I don't know if I'm gonna keep on watching, because they did do a cast change from season 2 to season 3. The actress who plays Crystal is no longer the same, and they didn't address it. It was just like a switch, and you have to pretend that you didn't notice, but you did notice. So I don't know how I feel about that, but it is whatever. It's a really good show. The plot is definitely developing, and it's the only show when I describe it to people, I say every episode, like by the end of the episode, you think it's not gonna get, like, it can't get any better, and then by the next episode, it does just that. It gets so much better. This show is on its off season right now, but The Rookie, the only cop show I have watched, is The Rookie, and it is so good. It has just really good episodes, really good writing, and I just like it. That's all I have to say. Oh, and this one just ended its season 10, but Shameless, I have been watching that show since I think it was either like the 8th grade or the beginning of high school when I started watching it. But oh goodness, season 10 was the best season. I'm very glad that Fiona is no longer in the show, because the things she did in season 9 really pissed me off. But now the show has grown and become a lot better, and season 10 is going to be the last season, and that's really sad. But I can't wait to see what they do with it, because now that Mickey and Ian are married, so much shit's gonna go down. I can just see it from here. So those are the shows I'm watching. I don't know what else to talk about in this little Welcome Back to Me podcast. I'm reading a book for the first time since summer. It's called Love Dust by Bob something. I don't remember his last name, but Love Does. It's a very popular book. It's about a guy who is, you know, a father, a husband, a lawyer, and he's also a Christian, and he has really, you know, like, his Christian ideals and everything, and this book just basically talks about everything that love does and what love is, which, reading, I'm like 2 chapters in, and I'm already feeling very inspired, and I have something to talk about now, because I was looking around my room. Harry Styles, and I have to cough, I'm sorry. Harry Styles dropped his album, his second album, Fine Line, in December, and this album is a masterpiece. I'm gonna pull out my vinyl, and we're gonna talk about the track list. So Golden, I think, is kind of my, like, first place best song on this album. Lyrically, musically, sonically? Just amazing. Amazing album. I do have my ranking on my notes, and we are going to talk about that because it's important. This is what matters, is how I rank Fine Line, the album. Let me find it, though. I don't know where it is. Fine Line. Here it is. So this changed over a long time, but I think my top is Golden. My second song is She. And the song is beautiful. 6 minutes of pure bliss and Mitch's guitar solo. It's such a good song. And also, this might not be my target audience, but like, every time I listen to it, I close my eyes and I can just imagine it playing in, like, 50 Shades of Grey. It's like a strip club dance, like a strip club dance song, you know, like a stripper would give a strip dance to that song, a lap dance, there we go, a stripper would give a lap dance to that song, and it would be hot. My third song is Falling. That is such a sad song, but it is so dang good. It's such a good song. My fourth is Sunflower Volume 6, because I love sunflowers. I love the whole vibe of that song. It's so cheery, despite the lyrics are kind of sad, but it is a good song. Fifth is Watermelon Sugar, because it has become a running joke between me and my friends. Watermelon Sugar is like a really like uplifting song, and it's happy, and I'm excited for the music video, which is coming out soon. Song number six is Fine Line, the song. It's a fun song, I like it. It's not a fun song, I don't know why I said that. It's a sad song, but it's still fun, and I really like it. Number seven is Canyon Moon, because it's so, like, the lyrics, it makes me want to go on a hike. Number eight is To Be So Lonely, because it's also really good. Number nine is actually gonna change. Number nine is Adore You. Number 11 is Cherry. No, number 11 is gonna be Treat People With Kindness. Number 10 is going to be, I totally messed myself up. So number 9 is going to be Adore You. Number 10 is going to be Treat People With Kindness. Number 11 is going to be Cherry. And number 12 is going to be Lights Up, because I really don't like Lights Up. I'm sorry, Lights Up stands. It's not the best song on this album by far. It's just doesn't make sense, doesn't add up, but that's okay. My throat really hurts. God, you'd think that after years of talking to myself, like in the shower, in my room, basically everywhere, because I'm always talking to myself, I'd get used to it, but I feel like because it's the pressure of talking to myself into a microphone, I talk faster and it hurts my throat a lot more. But I think we're reaching the 20 minute point, which is where I want to cut it off today, just because I'm tired and I'm going to go down the street to this little shop and get some ice cream, because sometimes you just need ice cream, right? And so I will hopefully upload this today, and I don't know who is going to listen to this, but if you're listening to this and you made it this far, thank you for sticking around. Really does a lot for my self-esteem. I'll be back next week with another podcast, and I'm so excited to be back, and I hope I start doing this, like I said, habitually, because I really like podcasting and just talking to myself. I talk to myself all the time, but when I do it with the purpose, it makes more sense, you know? Like, people think you're weird if you're talking to yourself, but if I'm here talking to myself in front of a microphone and then putting it on the internet and then people are listening to me, am I really talking to myself? I am, but it's okay. And with that, I say goodbye to whoever is listening to this. I hope you have a wonderful day, a wonderful week, and I'll see you next time.